T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Joining us this evening is our former Kansas Governor, Jeff Collier. And first off, let me say, on behalf of myself, and I guarantee you, well, maybe not every, but 99.9% of our listeners, we wish you weren't the former governor. We wish you were the current governor, Jeff. Welcome to the John Whitmer Show.
Hey, it's good to see you again, John. And, yeah. Great talking with you today.
Well, you know, last time we were together, we were having a Tiger Burger out in Hayes, Kansas.
Oh, that's right.
Wow. I sure wish you were on the second floor of the Capitol right now instead of the current occupant, my friend.
Oh, well, you know, politics has a strange way about it. But I've been really busy doing some bunch of things here the last few months. Still, you know, working hard for trying to get some jobs going here, some new technologies and some other projects on it. So we're still busy.
I was going to ask, what have you been up to lately? I know you've been heavily involved with, you know, Doctors Without Borders and some of the other projects that you've been involved with. What have you been up to lately?
Well, for starters, Ruth and I hadn't had a vacation in about a decade. So my bride and I actually got to have a little bit of sand between our toes. That was good. And then since then, though, I've been working. I was in Africa and in Europe, but I was in Africa in Rwanda. Rwanda, as you may remember, had a genocide about 25 years ago. Literally a million people were killed between April 7th and July 20th. And I was a surgeon there with International Medical Corps, and I was the only surgeon in southern Rwanda for a part of that time and then stayed afterwards. And it was really amazing to go back to that country and see what's happened.
You know, Jeff, I don't think people realize or know the extent to which your dedication to public service. So, you know, thank you. You know, people think, well, just another politician. But that's a whole other side of you that many Kansans may not have been aware of. So thank you for that level of public service. That's real dedication, my friend.
No. I have a wonderful, you know, job. But, you know, all Kansans, we like to, you know, we help our neighbors. We try to make a difference in it. For me, as a surgeon, you know, I do a lot of trauma. I take care of a lot of kids here at home. And I, you know, I was doing that even as governor. I cut my practice back about 90% for that. But you know, still doing some of that. And then volunteering with the International Medical Corps. IMC works in some of the worst conflict zones. And so every year I'll spend about a month with them in different places like the Syrian border or Libya, Rwanda, Afghanistan, a bunch of different places. And what's really interesting is that in all of those places, when you talk to people and you say, I'm from Kansas, they'll say, that's the real America. Hmm. You know, that, and you know, they really know us. And I think that's, you know, something that we as Kansans, we don't realize the respect that a lot of people have for our community.
You know, it's interesting. You've got a lot of this international experience. I don't know if you're aware. Well, I'm sure you are aware. I'm sure you're aware, probably more than I. But, you know, the U.S. Just escalated on Friday the trade war with China. hiking tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese exports after the trade negotiations had broken down. And you've got, I mean, I think I looked it back in 2017, agriculture accounted for, I think it was 45% of the Kansas economy. And if you look at it in 2016, the top five exports, it's $3 billion worth of agricultural products that we export in the top five countries, Canada, Mexico, Japan, China, and Germany. That's got to impact, you know, how do you think that impacts Kansas when we have these this showdown between the United States and China on tariffs? That has to impact us negatively, doesn't it?
Well, it impacts us negatively, but also we're having to deal with China at this point. And, you know, I've been involved in a lot of trade issues over the years. And I worked for President Reagan and for President Bush, over doing foreign affairs work for those two presidents when I was a White House fellow. And, you know, we're now at a point where China is a major competitor for us. And there's been a lot of challenges with intellectual property, companies being forced to give up their technology that they developed. And that's been a really hard sore point over the last few years. And the president's confronting that. And interestingly, you know, I think there is some consensus that we're going to have to work a deal. It's in the best interest of both countries, but it's very hard on agriculture. You know, with soybeans, had the Chinese put a new tariff on soybeans about a year and a half ago. I and some other folks, we worked really hard on that, and they actually took that off. But, you know, that trade in ag products is huge. And, you know, for us, we need to open that market. So one of the things that's happening is, like, in pork, beef, finished products going to China, for Kansas, that could be, you know, literally billions of dollars in trade. And so we need to get to a resolution on this. And I think it's going to take some more time, though. I really do.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's I think somewhere it's upwards of $67, $68 billion is the part of the Kansas economy. 45%, I think, is what I read, that is our total export value. And that's something that it's going to – if we can't get it resolved soon, I think that's the one area where going into 2020 – we may see that actually drag on our elections. Let's hope by then we've got this resolved. We're talking with former Kansas Governor Jeff Collier. Let me ask you, transition a little bit. I wish some former presidents wouldn't bash on the current president. I know you respect the current administration enough not to do that, but I do want to ask a little bit about the court and their recent abortion decision. You know, you've been a longtime champion of life. Just give me your thoughts. I mean, this is so beyond the pale, finding a right to an abortion in our Kansas Constitution. Did you ever think we'd get to a point where we saw that?
Well, I think a lot of people were taken aback by the decision that came down and, you know, how broad that decision was. And it's going to be opening up a lot of different challenges, you know, to basic fundamental, you know, life issues here in the state. Kansans are naturally, we're conservative, we're pragmatic, you know, but we respect, you know, the individual. And, you know, I think a lot of Kansans are going to be very disturbed by this decision. I don't know whether people are as aware of the facts behind it and where this is leading to, but it's something that surprised many people. Because, for example, when the Kansas Constitution was actually passed, there were actually the same people who wrote that Constitution wrote statutes on the books that banned abortions in Kansas at that time. And to say that the original intent was complete ruling that allows third trimester abortions up to the day of delivery is not something that I think was ever contemplated by them. And I think most Kansans don't anticipate allowing abortions to happen the hour before birth.
Right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the sad part is now this can be used to challenge every pro-life piece of legislation that you and Governor Brownback and so many have championed over the last 8 years. That's the sad part. They can literally use this precedent to undo all the good work that pro-life advocates have done for almost a decade. And that's really the sad part here. Hopefully, those who are in a position to do so can get a constitutional amendment on the ballot maybe as soon as next year. And that may be the only recourse left to them.
Several of us have been talking and looking at, this issue and how do we solve that? And it's not just going to be just a constitutional amendment. I think you're going to have a lot of legal challenges. We've got to make sure that the law is respected and that, the basic will of Kansans and the basic, notion of individual liberty applies to life. And, so we'll see where this goes. But I really think we're going to have to work very hard on this as Kansans.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I wouldn't be doing my job, Governor, if I didn't ask this question. There's been a lot of speculation, and again, speaking as someone who would love to see you on the second floor right now, but that being said, you got any future plans? There's a open Senate seat. There's been some speculation. I know you live in a congressional district where there might be a congressional office in your future. Would you care to share with our listeners any plans that you might have?
Well, I have to have a discussion with Mrs. Collier here first. But, for me, I'm not done with public service. I believe in serving people. That's why I'm a doctor. That's why I was a lieutenant governor and governor, was to make a difference in people's lives. And there are a lot of different ways to do that. I started out, my very first campaign that I got involved with was Pat Roberts running for Congress. And so I've known Pat since, I was a kid putting out yard signs for him. And I think it's incredibly important that we have a great Senate candidate that, can really make a difference in Washington. You got to listen to Kansans, but when you go to Washington, you've got to get things done. And you've got to really be able to stand up and to really make a difference and make a difference in a lot of different policies, whether it's ag policy or foreign policy or the economy. Kansans expect things to get done. And a lot of people are looking at this race over the next few months, and we'll take a look as well.
Interesting. Wow. That was not quite what I thought I'd hear. Interesting.
Yeah. Well, we'll see, I've got a lot of discussions, have discussions with my wife and family, but we'll see what happens. We've got a lot of projects going on here, and we're not making any announcements today, but I just think it's really important we have a good candidate. And you know what? There are some great Kansans out there, I think you'll have a pretty robust race.
Oh, I think you're right. And as a fellow Red Jacket Men's Leadership Series graduate, Jeff, I wish you the best of luck. And, I'd be happy to help you out in Hayes at Tiger Burger anytime, my friend. I owe you one. And if you need help putting out a yard sign, I will come and help you put out yard signs anytime, my friend.
Oh, well, I appreciate it. This is about helping Kansans, and this is a great state, and it really is the heart of America, and having a little pride in our state is what it's about. And so we're going to work with people, and we'll see what happens.
Well, I appreciate you. Thank you for joining us this evening, Jeff. And you are a class act, a true conservative, and best of luck to you in whatever you decide to run for or not run for. How's that?
All right. I appreciate it.
Coming up, former Israeli Mayor David Rubin. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.